Hey there, all you tracker heads. It's your buddy Cranksy back with yet another edition of your favorite internet radio show about sample-based tracked music. Sample Central! This time around, we're going to look at a special music contest. Which one? The Music Contest. Specifically, Music Contest 4, or simply MC4. Wait, what is Music Contest? Aren't they all contests? Well, no. The difference from your general music compo from a demo party or such and the music contest is that these were not based at a demo party. The music contest, in the proper noun sense, was an international music competition done all online and hosted by Hornet. It was started by Snowman of Hornet in 1993. I'm starting out with MC4 as it was the first time I think I had been made aware of it. By early 1995, I was getting, starting to get some of my own personal internet access. It actually came courtesy of a university Unix dial-up provided by Trickster of Hornet. And it was the first time I was able to get on IRC and to get to the CDROM.com archive, which originally hosted what was the Hornet archive at the time. So with my ever-growing reach into the tracking scene, I was made aware of the upcoming MC4. Which released its final results in September of 1996. For a bit of background on this contest, I'll quote a message from Snowman himself in the MC4 final.zip introduction text, and I quote, "Music contest was birthed in the fall of 1993. In demo scene terms, that's almost two generations ago. Farindol, Multitracker, and Fast Tracker 1 were the most popular trackers. Necro sucked. I hadn't even heard of Demo News or the Hornet Archive. You could still listen to every single new song that came out. Only a small part of the scene had access to the internet. No one knew what the web was. Tracks Weekly was a year and a half away from its first issue. To put it mildly, it was a totally different music scene than the one you know now. Back in 1993, I could easily host the contest all by myself. A few mails a day, a calculator and a scratch paper to tally the votes, a couple of good BBS couriers to distribute the final results, back up all the entries to a few floppy disks, and call it a wrap. Those were the days." End quote. Many others like Floss and later GD helped organize different versions of this competition over the years. So in this episode, we'll be focusing on the veteran version and bringing you the top 10 out of the 95. That's if I actually counted the directory properly on scene.org. The prizes were sponsored by Kato, Snowman, and Jens Puchert. I probably killed that name. Sorry, dude. For their veteran division, the prizes were as follows. For 5th place, $15 cash. 4th place, $25 cash. 3rd place, $50. 2nd place, $75 cash. In first place, winning a sound card of your choice up to a $300 value or $100 cash. There was also a rookie division that maybe we can do in another episode sometime later. I figured I would do more episodes on the previous and future versions of this music competition, but right out of the gate, I wanted to talk about the one I am the most familiar with. So we might as well get a move on and spin some of them dare entries. I'm sure many of you may recognize many of the names that pop up here. The music competition often brought out the heavy hitters in the scene and brought them all together in one place, which is why it held such a special magical place and was a great cross-section of the PC tracking scene at the time. Some names maybe you've never heard of, or will have a forehead-slapping moment of, "Man, I totally forgot about them! They were so cool!" So we ought to get playing and shut my stupid mouth for a few minutes before anyone tunes back into YouTube or something. As we'll be working our way up the roster starting in 10th place, leaving you on the edge of your seats waiting to see who's number one, don't go cheating and check it out before we get there if you don't already know. It'll be worth the journey. So let's go. All the files in this competition have the same file naming convention. They all start with the M4V- as in Music Compo 4, Veteran, dash, and four-letter version of the song name. It was always easy to spot these files on BBSs and other file archives that you find online, just because of this naming convention. Alrighty then. You guys ready? Let's get this bad boy going. In 10th place, we have the 975 kilobyte Fast Tracker 2 XM module, spanning all of 28 channels. It's Mankind Roots by Soundmaster. And in ninth place, we have a musician I know we're going to be talking about a lot in other episodes of this show. It's a 954 kilobyte Fasttracker 2 XM from Hunts in 18 channels, and it's called Surrender. We'll be right back. Rolling on up into 8th place is another FastTracker 2 XM module, clocking in at 621 kilobytes and 24 channels. Here's Over the Seas by Rage. Moving right along, let's check out the 7th place winner with the first Impulse Tracker module to be in the top 10. 152 kilobyte Impulse Tracker module in 16 channels made in Impulse Tracker 2.03 by another Australian, Yanis. Yanis is yet another of the highly skilled PC scene trackers to move on into the gaming industry as a composer and a sound designer. After his stint at the demo scene, he hosted similar online compos, one started originally by Mick Rippon, known as the Trackering. Again, here's Yanis in 7th place in the Music Competition 4 with a tune called Dysfunctional Tendencies. Thank you. Just squeezing outside of the top five in sixth place is the 671 kilobyte Fast Tracker 2 XM module in 16 channels. It's Ejector by Sweden's own Zodiac. With that, we're halfway there. Are you getting excited? I am. I can't wait! Jump-starting the top half of the field in fifth place is the 861 kilobyte Impulse Tracker 2.03 IT module, rocking a whopping 33 channels. It's Final Equinox by Floss.
Thank you.
And in fourth place, flipping back on over to Fast Tracker 2, we have a 954 kilobyte 16-channel XM module. Original vocals, outside of just a few sound clips from movies or TVs and such, were a bit of a rarity in the scene, in part likely due to file size considerations or simply the talents of the composer. But there's no file size bloat here, and the quality of the singing is on point. So kudos to Dustbin on his fourth place tune called Ti Animi Vicino. If this were a race or an Olympic competition, we'd be in front of the podium or handing out the medals and playing some national anthems. But nope. These fine musicians brought their own music and the flower girls are primed and ready with the bouquets and bottles of champagne. Those old schoolers amongst you shouldn't be surprised by these names coming up. But one that has had a prolific tracking and commercial music career is Siren, also known as Brandon Alexander, who went on to help score many notable game titles ever since, including Unreal Tournament, as well as tons of other big titles. His resume is as impressive as his music, which speaks for itself. In 975 kilobytes, Impulse Tracker 2.03, and 32 channels, here's Universe Electric by Siren. And in second place is another heavyweight in the tracking scene, as well as the game development world, sometimes working right alongside Siren on many occasions. It's one of my favorites, Nekros. Wait, what? Nekros isn't first? Oh my god, who the hell is? If I may quote Phoenix of Hornet on his rating of this tune on the Hornet Archive, quote, 4+ stars, it's Nekros at his best, quote. No argument there, man. And with that, here's the 693 kilobyte Impulse Tracker 2.03 and 18 channels called Tangerine Fascination by Nekros. Crap. Time to crack open the champagne and get spraying everyone within range. Here's your winner of the Music Competition 4 in 1996. But before we get to that, here's a message from our sponsors. No. It's the Mighty Wave. Rocking out via a 790 kilobyte, 22 channel of Fasttracker 2XM. It's your first place winner of the Veteran Division of Music Contest 4 from 1996. It's Pools of Poison by Wave. Thank you. And there you have it. There's your top 10 of the veteran section of Music Competition 4 from way back in 1996. Wait a minute. I still got a ton of time left in this stupid episode. Well, since I'm always just flying by the seat of my pants and didn't plan accordingly, I've run out of show with a ton of time to spare. So you're all going to get a special treat. As mentioned at the start of this episode, which I haven't mentioned until now, is actually episode 003 of Sample Central. There was also a rookie division of Music Contest 4. So we're going to play you the top 3. Isn't that exciting? In third place, it's a 440 kilobyte FastTracker 2 XM module using 10 channels. It's Flash Counter by Kleitus. And in second place of the Music Competition 4 Rookie Division is a 705 kilobyte FastTracker 2XM using 20 channels. It's the song Jaunt by Wolf's Song. We'll be right back. And to nicely finish things up, we have a 535 kilobyte XM again, made in Fast Tracker 2, using 14 channels. Your first placed winner of the Rookie Division of Music Contest 4 from the Wayback Machine place of 1996. Here's Southern Aurora by Cosmic Eclipse. With just the last bit of time we have in this episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about the judging of this competition. They were judged on five different categories, from originality, form, technicality, sampling, and the overall score. There, of course, was a lot of contention on how things were judged and what players they were played in. This was long before we had XM Play and some of the other players that would play multiple formats. Impulse Tracker was still new, and switching between trackers just to listen to and judge these songs would be far too time-consuming. Thankfully, we don't have that problem anymore, as every tune that you've heard in every episode here has been encoded in XM Play. Greets again to everybody on Arachnet. It's your buddy Cranksy, and I'm signing off. We'll see you later from Sample Central.
Sample Central!